It's now again. Welcome back to Mindful Deconstruction, your daily mindfulness training session. I'm your host, Jeremy West. Today we're going to explore a topic that touches so many of us during our deconstruction journey: how to manage anxiety and uncertainty. If you've left or you're leaving a faith tradition, you may feel like the ground beneath your feet is shaking. You might ask, what's next? How do I navigate life without the certainty I once had? These are natural questions, and feeling anxious or uncertain is a completely normal response to such a profound life change. But here's the good news. You are not alone, and there are tools to help you manage these feelings. Let's start with a metaphor that helped me during my own deconstruction. Imagine you're at sea, and your faith has been like a sturdy ship, one you relied on to navigate the waters. Now the ship is gone, and you find yourself in the open ocean on a small raft. It's scary, isn't it? The waves are unpredictable, and the horizon feels unreachable. But here's the thing, you're not stranded. That little raft you're on is built from your inner strength, your values, and your growing sense of self. And with mindfulness as your compass, you can start to chart a new course. Step one is to anchor yourself in the present moment. Anxiety often arises when we focus on what might happen or dwell on what we've lost. Mindfulness teaches us to bring our attention back to the present. Here's a simple exercise you can try when you're feeling overwhelmed. Find a comfortable seat or stand still. Take a slow, deep breath, feeling the air enter your nose and fill your lungs. Exhale gently, noticing the sensation of release. Look around and name 5 things you can see, 4 things you can touch, 3 things you can hear, 2 things you can smell, and 1 thing you can taste. This grounding technique helps redirect your focus from anxious thoughts to the present moment. It's a way of saying to yourself, right now, I'm okay. Step 2, embrace the unknown with curiosity. Faith often provides answers to life's big questions. Without it, the uncertainty can feel unbearable. But what if we reframed uncertainty as an opportunity for growth? Mindfulness invites you to approach life with curiosity. Instead of fearing the unknown, ask yourself, what can I learn from this? Or what possibilities might this open up? Curiosity transforms uncertainty from a source of anxiety into a chance to explore. It's like looking at a blank canvas, not as something intimidating, but as an opportunity to create something new. During deconstruction, it's easy to criticize yourself for feeling anxious or not having all the answers, but remember, this journey is challenging and you deserve kindness. Here's a practice to cultivate self-compassion. Place your hand on your heart or another spot that feels comforting. Take a deep breath and say to yourself, this is a tough moment and it's okay to feel this way. Remind yourself, I'm doing the best I can and I'll take this one step at a time. Self-compassion isn't about fixing your anxiety. It's about acknowledging your feelings and offering yourself the support that you would give to a dear friend. My new golden rule is treat yourself the way you would treat a best friend in this situation. Step 4 is focus on what you can control. Anxiety often thrives on what-ifs and scenarios beyond our control. While you cannot predict the future, you can take small steps today that align with your values. Ask yourself, what's one thing I can do right now to feel more grounded? How can I bring more presence or kindness into this moment? Focusing on what's within your power gives you a sense of agency, even in uncertain times. Step 5, find your community. Isolation can amplify anxiety. Finding people who understand your journey can make a world of difference. Seek out groups online or in person where you can share your experiences and learn from others. Remember, you don't have to navigate this alone. Community can provide comfort and reassurance as you rebuild your foundation. I remember a time during my deconstruction when the uncertainty felt unbearable. I didn't know what I believed or how to move forward. One night, I sat quietly with my thoughts and asked myself, "What do I know for sure?" The answer was simple. I'm here, I'm breathing, and I want to live a life aligned with my values. That moment didn't erase my anxiety, but it gave me a sense of clarity, a reminder that I could take things one breath, one step, one day at a time. I ended up getting a tattoo on my left wrist that says OMAT, O-M-A-T. For me, that means one moment at a time. I took it from a podcaster called Hemda Khalili, who does a program called 1 Minute at a Time, shortened to OMAT. But 1 minute is too long for me. I've made it one moment at a time in my mind. So if this is what you'd like to work on today, you might make today's daily intention: how many ways can I ground myself in the present moment and approach uncertainty with curiosity and compassion even more? For more detail on setting daily intentions, see episode 59 of It's Now Again. Anxiety and uncertainty are natural parts of deconstruction. They're signs that you're growing, changing, and stepping into a new chapter of life. Through mindfulness, you can navigate these feelings with grace and peace. And you can find strength in the present moment and hope for the journey ahead. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Mindful Deconstruction. If you have questions or thoughts to share, visit jeremywest.net. Until tomorrow, stay present, keep practicing, and remember, it's now again.